when we came out of the debacle of Copenhagen, it was very clear to everyone that everybody had decided that coming to a global agreement was too complex, it was too expensive, it was basically impossible. And many people had decided it was too late anyway. So, you know, there was absolutely no hope for a global agreement. In over 6 years, we have been working very, very hard to change the global mood on climate change, and I think we have dramatically changed the global mood on climate change. I have never seen more smiles on people's faces in every single country than from December until now. And there is actually not just, you know, a ray of hope, but there is a growing determination to make it work.
But there are lots of critics about that.
Of course, there's some critics, you know, but I take a lot of hope because I hear some critics saying, oh, it wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. And I hear some critics saying, it's much too much. So, you know, if you have some criticism, and there are very few voices that are criticizing, honestly. You know, I think if I take, a read of the press, maybe, you know, 2 or 3 out of, I don't know, I would say 5% of the opinions out there in the press are critical, and half of them on the one side saying it was too much and too fast, and others saying it was too little. So if you get criticized from both sides, you probably did the right thing.
What next? What action should be made before the Paris Agreement comes into force in 2020?
A lot needs to happen, and it has all to do with accelerating what is already happening. It's not inventing anything new. It's picking up all of the activity of which you see a lot here. It is all of this that is being displayed here at the Sustainability Week in Abu Dhabi, and ensuring that it happens, and ensuring that it happens faster and at a bigger scale. Because this is the transformation. This is, you know, the best example of what we're talking about.
Do you think the people, the world is ready for renewable energy?
No, the world has been ready for a long time. But now there is, you know, a political determination. It is no longer an ideological issue. It used to be an ideological issue. It is no longer an ideological issue. It is now a fundamental, it's a technical reality, a technological reality. It is a financial reality, and it has now become a political reality. So, yes, definitely.
What do you think about the other countries? Like UAE, they have the means, they have the resources to go into sustainable energy. How about other countries?
Other countries will also go in. And, you know, we had a very good example today of Morocco, doing a complete transformation of their energy grid. And the minister has been very clear in saying it's not with Moroccan money. What they have done is they have looked at their policy framework. They have made policy that actually attracts investment. They have given a certain degree of financial security, brought down the risk, and the money has flowed. He says, you know, they're putting up their solar and their wind plants, and money is not the problem, because there is trillions of dollars out there in the capital markets that are looking for investment into the technologies of the future and into the economy of this century. So, you know, money is not the problem. The bottleneck is to make sure that all countries put the right enabling environment in place in order to attract that capital.